USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Pentagon announced it would be sending $300 million worth of weapons and other machinery to Ukraine. Some of the items included in the package are Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns. Officials say the U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of Russia's invasion back in February. Ukrainian forces making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to not be able to take the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeted its latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claiming Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The Walt Disney Company has pledged to help repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. The bill bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics for kindergarten through third grade. That has prompted the governor to look at Disney's clout.
Republican Ron DeSantis saying he's open to abolishing Disney's self-governing body after the House of Mouse came out in opposition to the state's parental rights in education bill.
They are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else.
The 1967 Disney measure allows the company to act as its own government.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting, Disney was criticized by opponents to the law for not speaking against the proposal sooner. State agencies in Virginia lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. That's the conclusion from a report that was released Friday. Officials have vowed to review it, along with recommendations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Ukrainian refugees have made their way to Mexico.
Hundreds of Ukrainians fleeing the Russian war are camped out in Tijuana as they try to cross the U.S. border. A report from Reuters says about 600 Ukrainian refugees are spread out on blankets and lawn chairs on a patch of grass near the international port of entry near San Diego, and about 500 more are staying in nearby hotels. A Tijuana official says about 40% of the migrants are children. He said about 100 Ukrainians are being allowed to cross into the U.S. each day. Last week, President Biden vowed to accept about 100,000 Ukrainians into the United States. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The New Jersey man who conspired with his girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpful homeless man, then followed up by scamming hundreds of thousands of dollars in online donations, he was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. Mark D'Amico helped devise the scam, which raised more than $400,000 through GoFundMe. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud late last year. D'Amico has already pleaded guilty to state charges last year as well. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation. In addition, he must pay restitution and undergo counseling. Dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago have been damaged by machinery used to rebuild a boardwalk at the Mill Canyon Dinosaur Track Site in Utah. A federal report said the damage was minor, adding that an area where a prehistoric crocodile crossed a mudflat appeared to have been driven over multiple times by a backhoe. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.